before profits.
Where communities come before profits.
Where our environment comes before profits.
Where our environment comes before profits.
And we're willing to stand up.
And we're willing to stand up.
And fight for that vision.
And fight for that vision.
And it's a beautiful thing.
And it's a beautiful thing.
But right now, the nation's biggest banks.
But right now, the nation's biggest banks.
Are standing in the way of that vision.
Are standing in the way of that vision. And they are standing in the way of our future.
The very same banks.
The very same banks.
That destroyed our economy.
With
their unchecked speculation.
That
destroyed our communities.
By foreclosing our homes.
Are trashing our planet. Because they are using your money. To loan to companies. That are destroying the environment. Bank of America is the worst of the worst. They are the ATM machine. Of the coal industry. And from cradle to grave. The coal industry is killing communities. In Appalachia. Companies like Massey Energy. Are blowing up mountains. And poisoning water.
And killing people.
Bank of America.
Gives money to Massey.
In urban Chicago. Companies like Edison.
Run coal power plants.
That pollute the air.
And families breathe.
Those people get sick. There are premature deaths. And birth defects. And in the Pacific Northwest.
Companies like Peabody and Arch.
Are using Bank of America money. To rape the lands of indigenous peoples. And try to ship that coal to China. I say we've had enough. We will not let Bank of America do this with our money.
Not
one more dollar for coal. Not one more dollar for foreclosures. Not one more dollar for fat cat paychecks. It is time. Bank of America. And the other banks. Really feel the force of the 99%.
Mic check.
We need to feel this force. Not just in the streets. But also in their bottom line. It is time we close our accounts.
We move our money.
To banks that reflect our values. Now I have some good news.
In the last eight weeks.
Since the Occupy started.
650,000 people.
Have closed their bank accounts.
Thank you.
Mic check.
From the Chinese?
From the Chinese.
Progressive?
Progressive.
Association?
Association.
Mic check.
Mic check.
How we do it?
How we do it? I'm with the Chinese Progressive Association.
We're about to walk through Chinatown.
So I want to tell you a little bit.
About the struggles and resistance. Of Chinese immigrant communities.
And other communities of color.
So, who's heard of the Chinese Exclusion Act?
The Chinese Exclusion Act.
Was a law passed.
By the 1%.
To use racism.
And white supremacy.
To divide the working class. Today.
We're standing here together.
To say no to the racism.
Of the 1%.
The Chinese community here.
Is suffering like all communities.
From the economic recession. But this is nothing new. Even before Wall Street crashed.
We had high unemployment.
We had families living in one room. We had people getting paid $5 an hour.
A report we just did.
Found that Chinese restaurant workers.
One half.
Get paid less than the minimum wage. So we have to fight together. To stop these big banks. From controlling our economy. And preying on our communities. And know this. Chinese immigrants.
And other Asian immigrants.
Are among the 99%. Who are fighting back.
We're organizing to recover wages.
We're organizing to fight for jobs. We're organizing against environmental racism.
So don't believe them.
When they say Asians.
Don't speak up.
Because it's not true.
We hope.
You will all chant in Chinese with us. So we can let the community know. This is about them too. Okay?
We're gonna teach you.
Very easy chant. Okay, I'm gonna say.
Workers.
Immigrants.
Community. Etc.
And you're gonna respond.
Unite.
Okay, but now you gotta do it in Chinese. Alright? So unite in Cantonese is
Tun Gi.
Excellent. You guys are speaking Cantonese. Very good. That means workers. Gong Yan! Gong Yan!
Gong
Yan! Okay, immigrant, Iman! Iman!
I was standing here today.
Today,
bank transfer day,
bank transfer day,
we're coming.